At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
To the old me. Scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes and the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is the voice I found. For those who lost their voice, I sing it loud.
I keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna White. I am your host and your life purpose coach and author, and you are listening to Keeping It Real on Purpose. This podcast is for the all-around woman, where we challenge your everyday thinking and limiting beliefs around life, relationships, and your business to help you live your life purposefully. Today on the show, we're excited to have our guest, Mary Kay Savarese, and she's a traditional published fiction author and speaker with the books called Tigers, Love Baths, and Obsession Perfume. Who knew? It's a murder mystery, a romance with a spiritual twist, and the book The Girl in the Toil Wallpaper, it's a fantasy adventure romance trilogy. Welcome, Mary Kay Savarese.
Hello, Edna. What a pleasure to be with you and your audience. This is a thrill for me. So happy to be here with you.
I'm so glad that you're here. And our audience is now intrigued by these titles that you have as an author. So I'm not going to ask you that yet. I want that intrigue to stay there. So tell us how you show up in the world, because you're an author and a speaker. Tell us how you show up. Just show up.
Well, I would love to tell you how I show up. And as women, it's taken many, many years, because we all know we wear many hats. We have hats as employees. We have hats as getting married and have a husband and raise the kids and see the kids go off. And then we have hats as trying to discover ourselves, who we really are, and what our purpose in life is. And going through a difficult time in my life, dealing with this severe anxiety that, Edna, just hit me out of the blue. I've always dealt with anxiety, but I could deal with it. All of a sudden, I was going, the last, out of three children, the last child was graduating from college, and I experienced something I never did before. And I had this passion. I was not a published author as yet. I was hoping. And I had this desire to become a traditionally published author. And working with the writing and the passion I had for it helped me through it. But that brought into my life my purpose, my current purpose now, because we all know as women, we have many purposes in life.
That's right.
And that's where I find myself today.
That's right. Well, that's good. I love that, the fact that you talk about writing, because a lot of people have forgotten that that's an art all by itself. And you can remember when we were in school that we had calligraphy and we had English, you know, lit, and we had all these things that contributed to the art. And I'm so glad that you are an artist, because, and now I have a artist, which is you. I'm an author as well, and I just love writing. I love it, love it, love it. You know,
I know that. I know it's and your work is awesome.
Oh, thank
so,
you.
Thank
you. Thank
you for having me.
Oh,
and
you're welcome.
Yes, it is, and there are so many artistic forms that are available to us, as we know. And it's not just writing. It can be anything from gardening to communicating with people, to actually drawing beyond stick figures, which is all I can do.
But even those are cute. Come on.
Yes, right. The current art form.
Yes,
right?
The current
so
art form.
Anything that gives you joy and passion,
right.
Never give up on yourself. That is my motto in life today.
That's
and,
great.
And it's not easy. There, as we all know, Edna, every day you wake up, there's somebody who's trying to push you back down.
Right.
And I always feel it. I have this passion, and you struggle with it, and you try to get it out there, and it happens, and you're like, wow, you're on top of the world, and the
yes,
next day
yes,
you're down in
yes,
the world, as you know, right?
It feels so great, you know, it's like, oh, they
yes.
took notice? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes.
You know, you take notice, you know. You talk about, you know, being pushed down and women wearing hats. Sometimes we don't think that we're good enough, or what we have to say is good enough. Can you talk about that part?
Absolutely. We can wake up that way every single day. And you know what I've learned from my daughters? Put your hands over your ears and just say, la, 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 la,
oh,
la.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's
and
good. Got, our audience, do you hear this? Hashtag la, 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 la.
La, la, right. Put those hands over your ears and say la, 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 and just have faith in yourself that this joy and passion you have and are pursuing is great and okay, because it begins with ourselves.
Yes, it
if
does.
If we accept that somebody can, you know, and we're all fragile. Everybody is fragile.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, pick yourself up, have that faith in yourself, say a little prayer, say a little wish, whatever works for you, and keep going
right.
with that passion and joy, right? And
right.
you'll get more passion
That's right.
and more joy, right? And as people start to recognize your work, hey, boy, that really motivates you.
Right.
Going on podcasts just as yourself, your podcast, it's so invigorating and so motivating for me to reach out to others.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, stick with it.
Right.
Never, ever give up on yourself.
Yes, never give up. That's right.
Yeah.
So now, let's talk about your books. Let's start with the first one, which I like
yes.
the title. Tigers love bubble baths and obsession perfume. Tell us about that. What?
Oh, I would love to. Okay, so I am an author that begins with a quirky title. I'm known for it. And then I develop my characters, my plot, and everything else flows. But Tigers Love Bubble Baths and Obsession Perfume, who knew? The title was born the day I visited a wildlife reserve in St. Augustine, Florida. It really is an old folks' home for big cats such as lions and tigers mm-hmm. and cougars. And at the end of my tour, I come to this cage, and it was so thin, and I'm literally on top of it. And Edna, I see this incredible, like, 12-foot-wide vat, 5 feet high, overflowing with bubbles. And uh-huh. I say to myself, okay, what is this? And within moments, out walks this incredible creature, a 600-pound Siberian tiger, walks across the plank, slips into the bubble baths like he's human, uh-huh. and the wild life handler sprays Obsession perfume on his tongue. And I said to myself, Edna, that is the title of my next novel. Tigers Love Bubble Baths and Obsession Perfume. Who knew? And right. I wrote a murder mystery romance intertwined with a spiritual twist or supernatural twist. And if you love murder, if you love mystery, if you love that supernatural, like, background, mm-hmm. then you're going to love Tigers Love Bubble Baths and Obsession Perfume. Who knew? Because right. I have one murder after another.
That is amazing. Audience, that puts a whole different spin on the title. Now we know. It's like, oh, we didn't know that. It's really something that's factual. And now it's got a little mystery with the murder and romance. And all of a sudden there's real, spiritualness in that. You know what that sounds like, right? It sounds like almost there's biblical proportions in that. So I think we should get that. We should get that book and check it out. I would look deep down into the bubbles and kind of figure out what the spiritual twist is. I really want to hear that. So tell us about the second book, The Girl in the Wallpaper.
Toile Wallpaper. Yes. Excellent. The Girl in the Toile Wallpaper, again, a very quirky title. If someone in your audience loves fantasy, somebody loves adventure, intertwined with romance, I was influenced by Toile Wallpaper. Now, I wish I could show it to you, but we are audio, so I'm going to try to paint you a picture of what Toile is.
Okay.
Toile has been around for a good 2+ centuries, and it originated in France. And we have it in our everyday life. You might not know that it's called toile, but it's an artistic wall covering or fabric or decorative piece that is two-toned, two very, very bright colors that tell a story. You'll see people in it. You can see animals in it. Mm-hmm. And you can see maybe these people are dancing or twirling. There's a life going on. And in my home, I would have this toile wallpaper, wall covering, and mm-hmm. I would walk by it every day. And I would be so intrigued. I would see people looking happy and sad. And I said, okay, there's romance in there. There's something in there, intrigue, betrayal. And I wrote the first of a trilogy, and I titled it The Girl in the Toile Wallpaper. And it is a fantasy adventure intertwined with not just one romance, but several romances. And that takes place in the current time, and it takes you back a little bit historically and to places that, you know, we love to be enticed with fantasy and adventure. And I love to write in that mode because it takes you away from our reality. And boy, right now, everything is too real.
Oh, yes.
So that's
absolutely.
Why I love to bring to readers somewhere you can just curl up with a good story and a good book, and I take you on that adventure.
Nice. That's nice. I love adventures because then we use our imagination. A lot of times it's when we become adults, we kind of lose that imagination.
Yes.
And it's important to have. So share about the fantasy, and I know there's murder mystery romance.
Yes.
Share how that, in, you know, helped you be creative.
Well, Tigers Love Bubble Baths and Obsession Perfume, who knew? Also, not only was I inspired by seeing the tiger, it gave me the title. I was inspired by a very dear friend of mine, and she allows me to talk about it, because the title, as I said, the Wildlife Reserve is a home for old cats. Old cats that were tossed aside from maybe a movie, a cable show, or even where people had them as pets, but mm-hmm. there's been a law that went into effect after the whole thing with Tiger King. Congress passed
right.
the law
yeah.
where you can no longer own a tiger as a pet. And that's not like something I would ever do, but there are people
oh, sure.
that would have tigers as pets. And then when they tried to bite their head off, they would bring it to this wildlife reserve. So this title also became a metaphor for me, because my friend of being tossed aside like an old shoe. My dear friend was tossed aside after 20 years of marriage, like an old shoe, blindsided.
Mm-hmm.
And she needed to start all over again, just like this tiger in the title needed to start all over again. So that was also the inspiration for Tigers
right.
Love Bubble Baths and Obsession Perfume.
That's nice. I like that. That's what I was thinking when you said you're talking about the preserve, and I was like, oh, they're
yeah.
they're actually now giving them some life after being tossed aside, and I like that. I really do like that. That's great.
Yep, and my protagonist Angie, she has to start all over again.
Yes,
but unfortunately, she has to deal with murder after murder after murder. But she will have a romance after being tossed aside.
Yes,
so.
Yes. So, audience, you hear that? The title of her book is Tigers Love Bubble Baths and Obsession Perfume. Who knew? Get that book.
I am available everywhere. I'm available on Amazon. I'm available in Barnes & Noble and any independent bookstore, which I push so heavily because we've lost so many of them
yes.
through COVID. They've closed. And I as an author, I would go there and so many of them are gone.
Yeah.
But, you can find me anywhere, and you can go on my author website. So
right.
I'll be giving that out at the end, too. And you can follow
okay,
me and contact me
okay.
and take it from there.
Right. Great. Now, you said that you are a traditional publisher. Many questions
yes.
I get because I also coach people to, complete their goals. And one of their goals
yes.
could be writing a book, right?
Yes.
Let's talk about the difference between traditional and non-traditional publishing. Let's talk about that.
I would love to. I am an overnight success, Edna. A 10-year overnight success.
Excellent.
This started I had all these ideas. It started as a hobby for me. And my goal back then was to become traditionally published. Well, what they didn't have a little over 10 years ago was what they offer authors today,
mm-hmm.
the self-publishing route.
Right.
Amazon wasn't available to
right.
us, where you can self-publish. So
right.
the world has changed dramatically over the last decade. And back then it was taboo to kind of even think of being self-published. Well, that has changed. So a traditionally published author is one who has a publisher who you do not pay to have your book published. They edit it for you. They design the cover. They do everything. And I am with a small publishing house, and so I do a lot of, they market for me, but I also do a lot of my own marketing. And again, social media, all
right,
of that
right.
has changed the world. So authors are expected to be on social media. Now, if you self-publish, self-publishing involves costs that you will have to pick up. You will have to, there's quite a bit involved, and you'll have to figure out how to format the book, how to have a cover, a title that will attract a reader. So it's something that I truly believe, yes, you want to, you have the idea for a book, and that is the only way that you feel you can move, by all means move, but try to get some help and be wary of where you're looking. There are very wonderful self-publishing houses out there, but there are others, honestly, we know, Edna, that can take advantage of you. So
yeah.
do your educated research on everything out there before you sign
exactly
on any line.
Yeah, a lot of education. When I started writing, is so much education. You have to educate yourself. And thank God for internet. You're learning all this, you know, and that way you can weigh the pros and cons and make sure it's for you. I know that when I first started, I was with a, let me see, what they call them, publishing houses, where someone calls you up, you purchase, get this big package, and you get all these books. And I had saw so many of my friends do that, and they were stuck with like all these books. So I decided, I said, okay, if I'm going to write a book, I'm going to be an authorpreneur, because that takes you getting out there. Like if you have a product, right? You would do the same thing. So your book is your product. You get out there, you go to book signings, you talk to, bookstores, you know, the big ones, I forgot the name of the ones, Book a Millions, Barnes and Noble, you talk to them, you market, you advertise, you create press releases, you know, and it becomes, pretty soon it becomes like a job, you know, but you're an entrepreneur.
Marketing. Yes. Many people don't realize, you think, hey, you just write a book, you put it out there, it'll sell by itself.
No, it doesn't sell.
You have to learn how to market.
Yes.
You have to put your book into review.
Right.
And you think it's hard? Just wait till you get the review.
Right.
You're praying that it comes back fabulous. Doesn't always necessarily
happen. No, it doesn't.
That way. What do you do then? I entered book. You enter the book and book contest, and I'm thrilled and humbled to say that my first debut novel, The Tiger's Book, has it's been awarded 8 different awards.
That's
so
nice.
So that is very humbling and motivating,
right?
As you know, for an author.
Yeah, and I'm glad you debunked that, because just writing a book and putting it up, even if you're with a traditional publisher, or you self-publish, you still have to market. Everything is not left up to the publisher. You still have to market. You still have to become that book, that brand, you know? So it's work. It's some work. You have to put in the work.
Right. And that comes with, if it is your passion and it is your desire, then you're just going to love doing it. I'm going to be honest with you. There are great days and there are tough days.
Oh, yeah.
And there are days you're going to want to say, I want to quit.
Just
pick yourself up and look at, you know, always that saying, the sun will shine tomorrow.
Right.
It's so true. It's a whole new day.
Oh, yeah.
Just keep at it.
Mm-hmm.
And as I did, I told you, it took me over 10 years. So I can promise your audience and readers, if this is some direction in their life they want to follow, don't give up on yourself and stick with it. I can promise you it'll happen. Not overnight.
That's right.
But that it will happen for you as well. And it doesn't just have to be writing a book. It
right.
can be some other passion you have.
Right. What are your best resources that helped you?
My best resources was falling into the lap of this incredible editor, and she really has become such a mentor for me. A love-hate relationship, as we know, with editors, because they take your work, right, Edna?
Yes.
They shred it, they throw it in your face.
Yes.
But they But let me tell you, these are the most wonderful people. They know their job.
Yes.
And they just want you to be fantastic.
Right.
So love your editor. Love your editor.
And get one. Please get one.
Well, nowadays, they strongly recommend, and there are resources out there and services, even an English teacher, where you write something, do get it edited, because that makes a difference in your presentation.
Yeah, it does. What advice would you give someone who's wanting to pursue writing a book?
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinner time favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on Hero.co for more information.
What would I say? I would say just go for it. Don't think about it and do it. If that's something you really want to do. And how do you write a book? There's so many different classes out there and everything, but I had to prove it to myself. So I remember sitting down, and you know, you write a sentence becomes a paragraph becomes many.
Yeah.
And out of those many paragraphs, you have a page.
Yeah.
And if you write one page a day, think about it, in
That's
a
right.
year you could have 365 pages and you could have a novel. So, you love it, you want to do it, you know, try that. But there's just so many, like you said, on the internet, you could get on to help you with developing characters.
Mm-hmm.
Characters, like for me, I begin with the title and then I develop my characters.
Right.
And then I create the story
right.
around them.
What was your biggest failure and what did you learn from it?
My biggest failure. Oh, you have so many. I always thought, you know, I wrote that first book and you think, well, everybody in the world is going to want to publish it, right? And
yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Like that, right? That was the failure that I had to come to terms with. And it's just, you stick with it. I remember back then it was snail mail. I spent 2 years back then. The publishing houses were accepting your manuscripts.
Yeah.
It took me, I remember going through 2 years worth, and then I would get, well, you could write, but it's not what we're looking for.
Right.
So after 2 years, I put it aside. I began on the next manuscript. But was that a failure? From failure, you learn.
Yeah,
and,
definitely learn. And you get
right?
strength from
you
it. You get strength
and
from it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You get strengthened. And that happened again. I had one I mean, I cannot tell you. I have drawers full of rejections.
Yeah.
Now the rejections come in on email.
Right.
So it's different. You don't have the paper
yeah.
anymore.
Right. Because before we used to have to send the manuscript in and let it be reviewed, wait anxiously. And so you may do like maybe 10 a month, let's just say. And then you have to wait anxiously. And then next month comes and you're doing the same. Then all of a sudden, all of the letters start coming in. So you get anxious. Like, you know, when you're getting, when you go into college and you want to get accepted, you're shaking with the envelope.
Right.
And you open the envelope and, oh, they don't want you this year. It's like, okay.
I know. And that's where it always is. Have faith in yourself.
That's
and
right.
your work.
That's
and
right.
every little tidbit that would come in and just say, well, you can write, you know, that was motivation for
right.
me. and I would just go back and create. And as I did with The Girl in the Twill Wallpaper, it's a fantasy adventure intertwined with romances, and it's the first of a trilogy. So the second in the trilogy, I'm working on editing now.
Okay.
And then that'll be out the end of the year. And again, traditionally published, and then the third. So then 1 year after that, the third in the trilogy. And it has, I wish I could show your audience, but to show you what Twill looks like, the cover on The Girl in the Twill Wallpaper, it just won its first award, and that is for best cover, because it is so vivid. It
right.
has the Twill on the cover, and
nice.
A girl falling, and so that brings the reader right into, oh, like, what's going on here?
Right.
You know?
That's great. So audience, you know, it's great for us to know this. Our guest, Mary Kay, is really giving us a lot of information for all those wannabe authors or authors who are up and coming or even just been authors for years. You know, this is great information. And now this is the second half of the show. We want to turn the tables and we want to know about you personally. So
okay.
I'm going to ask you a series of questions about yourself, and I want you to get to know the audience get to know you just as well.
Wonderful.
As I do. Okay. So
okay.
Who is the most important person in your life that influenced what you're doing right now?
I think I can honestly say, you know, it's been a journey, Edna.
Mm-hmm.
So the people and the story that I have is because I was writing and writing and writing, and I didn't tell my family. I mean, my immediate family, my husband and my kids knew, and they were like, oh, Mom, you know, just keep up with it. But I was afraid to tell anybody.
Right.
Because then I thought they would turn around and say, well, you're obviously not very good, Mary, if nobody wants to publish you. And then, Edna, when I did sign my contract, I told my family, and I actually had friends and family that said, you write books? I didn't even think you write books.
Yeah.
So it's been a journey.
Right.
And the journey has been everybody's influenced you from... Mm-hmm. You know, the books you read growing up and
yeah.
television and the people in your life. Everybody
yeah.
gives you a little piece.
Yes, they do. If you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
What? Wow, these are incredible questions. You know what? My billboard would say, never give up on yourself. And then just, you know, I throw my books up there and everything, but I think that it would be that. Never give up on yourself.
Okay. Now, Mary, I'm going to ask you to do me a great, huge favor and read an excerpt from the Tigers book.
Yep.
If you could read just an excerpt from that for our audience.
I would love to do that. What I would love to do is read, it's a page and a quarter from my prologue.
Okay.
And this is from my most recent, it was just recently published, The Girl in the Twill Wallpaper, the fantasy adventure. So the title is The Girl in the Twill Wallpaper, the Star Writers Trilogy prologue.
Okay.
It is said, where evil rages, hope prevails. This is not about evil, for hope shall find a way. He watched as the dark shadow swirled across the room, a wind as strong as a summer tornado spun and yet moved nothing. Dante hid in the shadows and the sound of squalls raged through his ears. He inched his way toward the massive windows and darted behind the heavy drapery. His heart raced, and he gasped when shards of light flashed through the room and threatened his reality. When a lightning bolt shattered, he winced and stepped deeper into the folds of the fabric. Standing in the middle of the study, a boy held tightly to a girl in his arms. Dante wanted to help them, but how? The evil man's robe glimmered with each wave of his arm. Dante watched in horror as the man threw the sheets of paper onto the floor. His long golden fingernails glowed in the dim light. As the pages floated, each piece crawled toward the couple as if alive. Awkward sounds filled Dante's ears while ghost-like buildings hovered through the air as if they were nothing more than a wisp of smoke. Now, a medieval scene flashed before his eyes, and the curtains vibrated in his hands. A flicker of an olive tree, and then a farmhouse, and then a vineyard. Are those sheep? Dante tried to inch closer, but his feet refused to move. He was glued in place behind the drapes. The ghostly objects disappeared into the paper, and he trembled in terror. The shadows formed into a miniature print, each arranging itself according to the direction of the evil man. The man was painting a distressing scene through the movements of his symphonic hands. The wizard swiped along the floor, and the girl was jerked into the air. She hovered for only a moment before spinning as easily as a spinning wheel. Then, as if no friction ever existed, the girl screamed, and the wind sucked her into the cloth paper. The girl was gone. That is the prologue for The Girl in the Twelve Wallpaper.
Well, it's got me on edge because I'm waiting for the rest.
Thank you. Then we Very go good. Into chapter one.
Okay. So that is your prologue. Nice. And mm-hmm. that, you know, with the cover, audience, if you could see the cover really brings you in, and then the prologue, like, definitely gets you in and wants you to keep reading to chapter one all the way to the end. So that's great. That's really great. Well, that brings us to the end of... That brings us to the end of the show. I want you to tell us, Mary Kay Savarese, how the audience can contact you online.
Yes, absolutely. I would love for your audience to visit my author website, www.MarkaySavarese.com, MarkaySavarese.com. There you have trailers. You have ways to contact me. As you know, if you are an author and you have any questions, just press contact and you will get my Gmail. You can ask me any questions you'd like. But I also take you to the book itself and give you excerpts and bring you into a twirl room and bring you the fabulous trailer with the Tigers Love Bubble Baths and Obsession perfume. So it's a safe, fun place for you to visit. And
That's
so
wonderful.
Please do.
That's wonderful. Well, Mary, thank you for being here with me and my audience and on Keeping It Real. Thanks for listening, audience. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it, donate with share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Facebook, EJW Coaching, Instagram, EJW Coaching, and Twitter, EJW Coaching. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time. And remember to always draw abundance, make have happiness, and make and have a whole lot of fun. This is Edna White. Signing off, and my guest today, Mary Kay Savarese, saying goodbye for now.
Thank you so much, Edna. It's a pleasure to be with you and your audience.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Story be the fire. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.